Finally. Finally. This guy.
I guess it's
Did I say the
finally.
trek from UK come studio? What did happen?
Nah, bro, I was just trying to sort the app.
Fam. So you have not downloaded it yet? Oh
It's
my
on
God,
now
yeah, you
properly.
created two accounts.
Well, is it two accounts now? Oh my days, fam.
Anywho, man. What's
Are
going on?
you,
What's going on, if it was going on? Talk to me.
bro? I'm good, bro. Like, this game is just like, basically, I finished the game. I was fuming, so I was like, you know what? I'll just take some time to just understand what's going on. You understand? Because, bro, I'm behind the process, but I just feel like every team has that. Like, we're at that patch now where we're just having
Wow.
bad, bad games. We cannot win. There's no creativity in the team. It's dead. Willian is washed
Wow.
up. I mean, Pepe is doing crazy things on the field. Like, everyone is saying start you, and then you finally start and you do that.
Oh
Like,
my God.
and you know, with this VRP, when they look at it, guy, it's straight. That one is not even. Once they look at it, it's straight. Like, you're off, and you know. So, bro, I'm not even seeing anything. Like, bro, where you need to see something to suggest that, oh, this is what I'm actually working on. I can't even see anything, bro. Like, I felt like even at the end, the Tierney stuff with Xhaka, they just fucking lost the game, and Xhaka is there hugging, talking to the Alioski guy. Like, I mean, that's why Tierney was fuming. He was like, what the fuck? Like, we just lost the game, and you're there doing peacemaking with the guy.
Wow. Wait. Obviously you guys drew, so let's get that straight. You guys lose.
Of course, people like I look I, when I when I look back at the game, I've watched the game again. That's what I do. I watch the game. I'll see the highlights from the game again.
Yeah.
We had Saka should have snatched it, you know, but
Wow.
he took a bad touch. The keeper actually made it more difficult because 9 times out of 10, he can easily score. So he took a bad touch there, and then that's snatch and grab, isn't it? But
Yep.
we had that chance, but. If you look at the way the game actually panned out on a good day, we're talking about 4-8, 4-4 lead. Like Leno, how many saves did Leno make? I mean, Leno made save after save, save after save. So, bro, I know we kept a clean sheet. I know it's still 1 point, considering the conditions, considering Premier actually from first half. Like
First
now,
half.
bro, it's yeah, no, not from second half. Sorry, 50, just the beginning of second half. 50 something minutes, I think. Like,
We'll
it's
get, we'll
just.
get. Okay. Don't worry. Keep spazzing, keep spazzing.
It's crazy. But yeah, man.
Wow. Like I wanted us to really highlight those incidents that happened in the game. So,
Yeah, let's
concerning
go.
Saka, we'll talk about him later on. I just let you just, drop everything that's going on. Fam, if you're just joining us, this is obviously Sailors Podcast. You have your boy Daniel, and I'm here with bro. This is not just bro. This is bro from deep, deep.
Come
This
on.
is mom, bro, sister, mom, bro. Now it's deep, fam.
On,
Don't worry
fam.
about it.
They
But
don't
yeah,
know what
bro, Arsenal fan on a different level. This one is on a different level,
Come
guys.
on, man.
Arsenal have clearly been making their fans crawl on broken glass for a minute now. And they seem to see some light at the end of the tunnel with Arteta coming in. And things were looking a bit nice. They beat United. Okay, you're having a party, yeah? Aubameyang, say nothing.
Bro,
You dipped your bag
do you know what I
out
want to
for
tell
goals.
you? Do you know what I want to say about that? We have the before we go Arteta, right? A lot of people let me really go into Arteta right now because a lot of
Oh
people
my
don't re
days.
actually
Okay,
even realize
let's
what's happened, innit?
get up.
I mean, so bear in mind before Arteta took the Arsenal job, he rejected the
Okay.
job the last year, right? For some
Oh yeah,
reason
that's true.
because he wasn't ready, innit?
Yeah.
And there were concerns about if the club would actually fully back him, considering his no experience. So my problem is not exactly 100% with Arteta because it's obvious that We knew what we needed this season. We knew we needed Gabriel. We got him fine.
Okay.
Now you're telling me that from the game last week against Villa, says everything that's wrong about Arsenal. Brilliant performance against Man United, and the exact opposite of that against Aston Villa. Now you can't tell me that for whatever reason, Saliba is worse than Rob Holding. It's not possible, bro.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So that's one there. I don't know how Hector Bellerin can still be getting a game ahead of me. And now I don't understand it, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on. Okay, bro.
Jonathan, bro, I don't understand it. Arteta has a lot of question marks. I trust the process, bro. I believe he's the right person, but recently, this season, if you look at the stats, bro, Oba is not even getting in. Everyone was like, play Oba Central today. But it's the same problem, bro. It doesn't matter if it's Oba, like Eddie. They're all not getting chances. I mean, we're not doing anything in the game to suggest that we want to actually win games. So, I do question Arteta and some of the decisions he's made. You're saying non-negotiables, but Willian has just pissed off to Dubai.
What?
Willian pissed off to Dubai. Bear in mind, he shouldn't be going to Dubai. So you're saying that one...
What?
Yeah, he shouldn't be going to Dubai, but Willian started
What's
today.
What's going on here?
So Willian started today. So Arteta, actually, you can't put one rule for one player. You're saying Ozil and Guendouzi and people that are breaking other rules, you're going to freeze them out. What nudes does Willian have on Arteta?
Okay, I think I understand where you're coming from here. So during this break, Willian went to Dubai. Because obviously he didn't play with Brazil.
No, he didn't play with Brazil. He went to Dubai. On social media, he came out. And then, after he said that we're dealing with the issue internally. But for no reason, even if you look at William's performance last week, William does not deserve a start.
Got you.
Know what I mean? You keep on changing it. Even with that, we knew the board needed to back him. Sufficiently, they didn't back him. And some of his decisions have been questionable. You just have to.
Wow. I mean, you've...
And with... And with the, right. Actually, let me even touch on the Luis and Ceballos thing because it also shows that he might be losing the dressing room a bit.
Wow, just a bit. Okay.
Just a bit. Because I'm thinking Luis Ceballos doing that in training, and then you coming out and saying we're going to deal with it intentionally today. What Pepe did, he came out and said it's unacceptable. Bear in mind, Luis has had red cards before. Look at the inconsistency, bro. Luis has had red cards before, and instead of let me just explain. Instead of him to come out and blame Luis, just like the way he blamed Pepe today, guess what he always says?
Okay,
we'll deal with it internally. But today he came out and said it was unacceptable from Pepe. We all know that, but when have you ever seen at times the manager come out and, you know, most times you'd back the player, right?
Yep.
He's not back Pepe. I don't think he fancies Pepe, to be honest, because I feel like he's not his signing. He doesn't feel like he gives him what Willian would give him going back the other way. And you know, Pepe hasn't proved him right either. Hasn't proved him wrong, sorry.
For sure. Nah, bro, you're painting a crazy canvas right here. Like, I don't think I've ever looked at Arteta through this kind of lens before, for sure.
Bro, as far as the Cronkies are still in charge, we will not get anywhere because you look back in the summer, we knew Ozil was not going to play a part. It cannot be for footballing decisions. Arteta says for footballing decisions, but it's not footballing decisions. There's not 28 man better than Ozil. You know what I mean? There's not 28 man better than Ozil in that thing, bro. It's not possible, innit? So you knew we needed a creative man. You failed to go you came out with Partey on the last day. Now look at the stupidity of this thing. From the first day to the last day, Partey's release clause was 45 million, right? We waited till the last day, hoping that Atletico would flinch.
Yeah, I remember when it actually happened.
Hoping Atletico would flinch, right? But we still didn't get an alternative to our... Szoboszlai was there for 24 million. We didn't pick him.
Wow.
So The board has not backed him sufficiently for this season. If he carries on like this, he'll be in serious trouble before December. He could be sparked. He could be sacked by Spurs. That's what we're talking about. Next two games.
Wow! If Mourinho catches Arteta,
but bear in mind, I have sympathy for Arteta because if you look at games this season, in Liverpool and Man City, if Lacazette scores, is a different thing. Everyone saying you're top of the league.
Exactly, I accept that.
In Leicester, free header, Tierney crosses it in. Lacazette, if anywhere he scores, he misses it. So if you actually look at it in context, you now see that there's actually been chances to win games. The players, these same players that failed Wenger, Emery, and Arteta are the ones we're still talking about, but it hasn't changed. I mean,
totally accurate.
And the board has to take responsibility for that because they keep on putting these guys on high wages.
Bro, the fact that you are paying somebody 350k for the next 6 months for doing nothing is mind-boggling, especially the times we live in.
Bro, should I
get it paid for nothing?
I defend Arteta.
Or am I just looking at this from a non-Arsenal fan from the outside looking in? Is it different for an Arsenal fan? Yes, sir.
Bro, this club is making my blood boil so much. I don't even know what I'm doing.
What's making your boil blood?
This club, fam.
Did you say the Anchor app?
No. This club, fam. The whole thing.
Oh, nah. Don't worry about it, bro. See, I was going to have some structure to this discussion, but I think with the current state of Arsenal, you only can just give an Arsenal fan the mic and say, you know what, just pass. Because
No. Do your thing, though. Let's just carry on with that. You just get the questions in, bro.
Bro, no. How you started it is I promise you, most Arsenal fans will definitely relate to that. Honestly,
trust me.
Structured way at looking at Arsenal right now. That's for sure. You can't just talk about the game that just happened today. Because like you said, you talked about all the chances that could have happened in all those games. Funny enough, if Lacazette scores against Liverpool City, and I think he got that chance against
Leicester. Remember the one from Leicester?
Exactly. It's definitely a different game. Just the way you guys did the smash and grab against United, got your penalty, got your 1-0, bosh. Literally, you guys could have killed all those games. Let's say City now, like Mourinho did. 3 shots, 2 goals. That game against City was equally as tight. So it's a case of if someone just finished their dinner, the case could be different for Arteta now.
Bro, when we speak about these things, people don't really know that, right? If you really go into the facts, right?
Yes, sir.
When we were getting Arteta, right? Everyone knows, bro, he's going to make mistakes. That's acceptable, isn't it? But for sure, when you see some of the decisions, I remember the first 3 games. Lacazette scored 3 in 3. What does he do the next game after just before the international breaks? He doesn't start him. You're killing his confidence.
Wow.
Do you understand? Pep, I remember the Europa League game that Pepe scored the 2 goals. And
the free kicks,
he was just getting to... You could see that he wanted to get the ball. You could see that he was finding rhythm. What does Arteta do? Hooks him off. We say that, he's hooking him because you play him on the weekend. Weekend came. Pepe dropped. Willock, fantastic performance in Europa League, back to back. Play him against Villa. The boy has confidence. Dropped.
Wow.
Gabriel, good performance. Dropped at Liverpool. So when you look at these decisions, bro, you have to question the manager. You have to.
You know something. You know.
And he's under pressure now, fam. He's under serious pressure.
Clearly. Definitely. You know something, the way I'm looking at this now, I think I'm looking at it from my own young, inexperienced coach eye as well. Given that I've also done some coaching badges. And I can honestly, I can see some stuff that Arteta is doing, which is just a normal rookie mistake. Take, for instance, what you said. that Lacazette had three brilliant games, and next thing he benched him. And you said, what's his name as well? Pepe had a wonderful game in the Europa League. Now you're having some rhythm. Let's keep on playing him. But no, something happens. Fam, something that is telling me that as a rookie manager like him, the way he wants to exert his own dominance and, you know, give off that sense of you have to respect me as your manager is, let's say you have brilliant games, no problem. If you come in training and you do anything that just looks out of context or out of normality, you're out. So that drastic decision making only really comes from rookie managers who you just know want to prove a point, that he's hungry.
But bro, people always say that, right? People always question Arteta, right? But what I tell them is that, right? When Arteta first came in, there's no doubt. I have, like, because I support the guy. I feel like he's the person to change the team. But I just know that.
To be honest,
He's not. But when he came in at the beginning, what he did was, if you notice, he played, I think he played Everton, United. We beat you guys at the Emirates. I remember that game. And the way we did it was, he played high energy, high intensity, and it was quick, innit? That was when he played he started with four at the back. But then he realized after some games that when we do it for 50, 60 minutes, we'll drop. The levels will drop. So he now, so we weren't doing it consistently enough. So he reverted back to the three, which gave us stability. Do you understand? He found a solution. And bro, the only thing that he has now is credits in the bank. That's what he has.
For real.
And that's why I support him, because Emery had the opportunity to get top four. We had the easiest run of games, 4 or 5 games, Crystal Palace. I remember my man was playing Jenkinson. You understand? So, it's true, bro. He was playing Jenkinson, bro. That guy wasn't taking the thing serious. And Zaha came and slapped us up. So, Emery had the chance, the easy to qualify for Champions League, in my opinion. And he missed it. But Arteta has... He's got trophies, he's got credit in the bank. So in that regard, we still need to give him time, innit? But as for now, any reason why I can't question some of these decisions, if you get what I mean.
For real, no, you can't question it for sure. I'm just trying to show you a perspective of a coach's mindset. So like not just question it, but actually try and understand where it's coming from. So like this guy is young, he's young at the end of the day. He's actually tried to
hold
his own stand in Arsenal. So it's literally that kind of, like, if Sir Alex Ferguson would probably not do this. Let me say, what I'll say this is, look, the way Alex Ferguson managed someone like Roy Keane, that was a make or break for United's whole, like, United's history.
Those are characters. Those kind of characters don't exist in the game anymore, bro.
For sure.
Men. We're talking about those were proper men. They didn't need to be told what to do. Those guys, these Arsenal players, they look like, bro, Arteta is always screaming on the touchline because this man, they need to be told. Do you understand? Bro, you need that leadership in your team. Do you understand? You need players that will say, and I'm going to criticize Aubameyang here, right? Because everyone's saying he's been played not in the natural position, not in the central position or anything, but don't forget he got X amount of goals from that position. Let's not give excuses, bro. Jonathan, let's not give excuses. When the thing is going tough, when the thing is going tough, in big teams, in big moments, you need your big players to say, come on, Jonathan.
That's true.
Bro, that's football. Jonathan, you need characters. And, bro, it's all about that. Arteta can do everything. It's all about tactics and everything. But I feel he just needs to take... We focus too much on the defending and it's affecting the attacking. The players, it's just shackles. He just needs to free it now. He just needs to free the thing now. Just go and do. What I expected him to do today, everyone was crying out for this lineup. He gave us lineup. But
okay,
you can't.
We'll get to that.
I mean,
we've never got it to today's game. We are still looking at Arsenal holistically first.
We'll
get to that. Right. Wow.
But yeah, man.
Yep. I don't want it to come off as if I'm defending my man's bad decisions. I really just want to point some light.
You're a United fan. You lot have seen since Fergie left. You've seen the good, bad, and ugly. And bear in mind, I also want to say this, right? when Arteta took the job, I was one of the people that had the feeling and the know-how of when you take a job as big as Arsenal. Arsenal is a massive football club. When you take a job as Arsenal, I wanted Simeone or Allegri. I knew that it's a kind of job that needs big characters to deal with.
Of course.
To deal with issues that are going on. You can see the Ozil issue. You can see the Guendouzi issue. You can see it's a lot, plus COVID. Let's give Arteta some slack. He's not had a lot to work with. You understand? But
yes, sir.
When Fergie was managing, bro, people have always said it, that Fergie surrounded himself with people that knew their stuff, knew to tell him that, bro, it's not working now. This is what we'll do. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Bro,
mm-hmm.
Fergie's assistants all through his career, they were significant, they were very important because he made sure that they were able to single-handedly make changes, tell him to his face that it's not
for
working,
real.
Let's change the thing. Do you understand? But bro, I don't see anybody around. He's not surrounded by anybody like that can, you know, bro, tell him that. Just like what he was doing to Pep, because that's literally what he did to Pep.
Got you. Yep.
He did.
He was that important source in Pep, to be fair.
Yeah, that's what he did. Pep, I remember Pep talking about when we played City one time. Pep told him that he should study Arsenal, and then he came up with the solutions that cut backs. When Mendy gets it, cut it back for Bernardo. And they highlighted that throughout the whole game, and that's how they won that game. Solutions.
That's crazy. Are you talking about like the first game of the season, like two seasons ago?
Do you remember
that Bernardo scored that crazy ass goal?
Bro, that's what I'm talking about.
That's crazy.
And he was, Arteta was known for his solutions. You get providing attacking patterns of play for Pep.
That's crazy. Just thinking about it now, because obviously when you said that, if like for real, if they actually spoke about that being a tactical adjustment, that is crazy.
And deals, I also talk about
that's
Villa
literally
because
how I remember they scored you guys and actually beat you guys using that. Sterling scored that day, Bernardo scored that day. That's crazy.
Deals, I also talk about Villa because something that really annoyed me when I was watching the game. Right now, anybody that if you watch the Villa second half, right? Anybody that watches football, and just your normal eye, your eye test, you could see they were burning up Bellerin on the right-hand side, Bellerin and Holding. They were taking it. You know what I mean? He stood there on the touchline. His assistant stood there. They were looking at iPad. This man didn't change the thing. Do you understand? Wow. Bellerin, Holding was going into positions where he, as a centre-back, bro, I've played football as a centre-back. I don't want to be on my right on my right back position. I don't want
to. Man, I was playing football and I can attest to that.
Bro, you don't want to be getting dragged out to positions where you don't want to be.
For real. No games.
Do you understand? Like, bro, a tactical solution like that, someone should cover Bellerin and Holding. Bro, before that game, Grealish was the most fouled Premier League player in the Premier League. On that game, we didn't foul him. He didn't touch the ground, bro.
That's crazy. Wait, you guys actually didn't foul Grealish?
No. And, bro, if I'm playing in that team and I'm seeing Grealish do that, I'm just going to clamp him once just so that I can give him one. Stick one on him.
I know, right?
Do you understand? Stick one on him. Let's see how he likes it.
What the hell?
Go and clamp the man up. It's true, bro.
I got you still.
But yeah, man, let's go. Man. Like,
That's crazy. Guy, like, sometimes I just think about it. You guys came to Old Trafford and did your thing. And for you to lose 3-0 to Villa at home. Fam, nah.
Look, I will not even say this, right? But I feel like that Old Trafford performance, looking back now, it flattered to deceive. Reason why I'll say so was because take it or leave it. United were poor on the day. Right? United were poor.
Piss poor, for sure.
Do you understand? Normally, I'm seeing Bruno and them man take the game by the scruff of the neck. But they didn't do it. They were not just on it. And only the biggest problem you guys had in that game was, let's say it was a Poch or someone different. And if you guys get poached, people are in trouble. We're all in trouble. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, but that's the thing, bro.
If it was another manager that had a tactical solution in game, he would have easily seen that, you know what, you need to play this boy in behind for Rashford and Martial to trouble holding and Bellerin and take them to places where they don't want to go. Play this ball in behind. Do you know what I mean? Ole just stood there and he was allowing us now beat the press. You guys couldn't play out from the back. You bring the ball again, we go again. So it's been poor this season from us, bro. We're a cup team.
That's crazy. To say you're a cup team.
It's true, bro.
That might be a stretch, but...
Because in the Premier League, over 38 games, that's what you show. You don't show in FA Cups and all that shit. Winning is part of it, but consistency is, you know, is everything.
For real. For real. For real. It really is. I mean, now, if you guys... Wait, let's actually go see what's the next level for us now.
We have
now? What's going
on? And then we have Wolves and Spurs next.
Okay,
right
after 4,
we have Moda, and then we have Wolves, which is a tough game, and then we have Spurs. I don't care, but I don't want to lose against Spurs. I don't care if he loses against Spurs, he's finished, isn't it? Because I don't care.
Oh my geez. Okay. Moda, Wolves. Oh, Rapid Vienna, actually.
Actually, it's Rapid Vienna, then Wolves.
Yeah, then Spurs. It's a bit touchy still. It's a sticky one. You guys are away to Spurs. At home to Wolves. Okay.
Bro,
at home to Wolves, you should undo that, to be fair. Because Wolves, more like foxes this season, to be fair.
Is the players are underperforming to the point where I feel like every little game, it doesn't matter who, everyone is a big match. They're making it too difficult for themselves.
I understand where you're coming from, for sure.
You understand? Like, bro, it's peak right now, man.
Gotcha. That's crazy. 75-75. Okay. So, do you think you guys can get through this next 1 month with Arteta still staying in the job? Because, to be fair, it's really just you have Moda, Dundalk.
Personally, personally, I feel like what he's done since. If I evaluate everything that he's done since he's been in the club, I think I think he's done good. Do you understand? But I feel like it's a process, and it's still. That we need to give time, maybe as fans, but you know that football is a results business, right?
Exactly.
So I'm thinking Vienna, Wolves and Spurs, bro, if he's not getting anything, 6 to 7 points, which we've already dropped 2 points today, right? I looked at those three games and I'm saying,
okay,
if you're not getting me anything from 7-8 points, bro, and it's just the performance, do you understand? I don't lose into all those. Bro, the way we are playing is shambolic, bro. Do you understand? But I still back him. I back him to turn it around. But if he doesn't, then it is what it is.
To be fair, I remember watching Arsenal against Fulham. Obviously, that first game.
I know, but bro, Fulham are poor.
Started that game, fam. I was actually properly concerned.
I know, but Fulham are poor.
That change, the transition. Willian and Aubameyang for that Aubameyang's goal.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Like, I actually called the goal before it happened, to be fair. Like, when I saw that transition is what you do on FIFA and you know that it's going to happen. On God, like, when Willian sent it across, I was like, yeah, Aubameyang is definitely...
Of course, man. That's his dinner, bro.
So, like, you guys started with such, like, you really look like yes.
But bro, can I tell you all this stuff? Coming into today's game, right? We were 1 point, we were three or four points from the top, right? Bear in mind we have played Liverpool, Man City, United away, Leicester we've played, Leeds we've played. So we've had tough games in it. Let's be honest. The games have been tough, but the performances and places where we should have picked up points, we've actually it's been a poor season so far, in my opinion, but in the league, which, bro, it has to change quickly. But I'm ready to give him time in it because I feel like there's okay. certain way he's improved that defense. Like, bro, you don't just come into a job, do what he did, carry the body.
To be honest, yep.
To have nothing, he definitely has something. He's definitely talented. He's for me, he's the person, but that's different. I feel like go and get Szoboszlai just January, 24 million. Solve that issue. Get these guys playing. Play your own way. In the summer, get Owa if possible. If not possible, go and get another center back with Gabriel and build.
That's crazy. Bro, you know the amount of center backs you guys have at that
time. I know, right? But if you look at our wage bill this summer, Ozil is off, Mustafi is off, Socrates is off.
What?
Bro, we're getting.
You say Ozil
yeah,
is off?
And his contract expires this summer. So we're moving most of them this summer. So he then.
Okay, you're talking about.
Yeah,
next
yeah,
summer.
Next summer. Bro, we can't do it in January.
Yeah, I thought you're talking about from last. Guys, you're still paying us your normal free money. Yep, okay.
Bro, we're still going to touch on that because my views on that is just crazy.
No problem. Today's all about Arsenal. Don't worry, bro. Wow. Are you there?
Yeah, bro. I'm just waiting for you, bro.
Okay. Okay. Man. So, no problem now. Still looking at Arsenal from this holistic point. I don't think there is a... You can never point at one thing. If you start to talk about one situation, we have to link it to everything else. Now we see that Arteta doesn't seem to be holding this team by the scruff of the neck. Like, clearly, with the incidents that you brought out as examples, to be fair, one... That fight between Ceballos and Luis, I remember seeing it and I was like, I just pictured myself in the training ground and having boys just scruff up like that. And for it to come out in the media the way it did, that's one. Two, the Ozil situation and how that was handled, given how long you knew that this ball would probably not be part of your plans. Three, the amount of time it took Arsenal to finally actually sign Thomas Partey. After, like you said, knowing that he's released
close bro, it's all games,
amount.
Man. This board, we've had this board. It's all games, bro. Yeah,
wow.
You know, go and back the manager. He's inexperienced. Go, come on, bro.
For real.
This summer, this was one of the summers in all the transfer window where if you needed to get top quality players, you would get them for, bro, nothing to less. There's no
That's
way Partey
true.
Is going for 45 million. In another window, so it was a steal.
For real,
we did some good business, yes, with Gabriel and Partey. But when you look at the team, even before we made that signing, you knew Awa was key. You knew it, bro.
To be honest, you asked that. Got
you
to
knew
Awa.
It, bro. Go and back the manager. Look at what you can sit there and say, look at what team other teams have done, but bro, the gap between the top six now, the way it is. If you don't improve, four teams are going to improve. Do you understand? Four teams are going to improve ahead of you, and you're only going to keep on getting down. That's where it is now. This league, no man is respecting anybody again, bro. There's never
for
been
sure.
respect, but the respect has. There's even nothing like respect again. That one is out of the window.
Calvert-Lewin, top scorer.
Do you understand? People's values are increasing. Someone like Calvert-Lewin, if even and Ancelotti is doing something good at Everton as well, but
100%.
Do you understand? You have to give him credit for that as well, because he's gone into 100%. Everton. Usmanov, who used to be on our board, and Usmanov wanted Usmanov to get the majority shares from Kroenke. Wasn't possible. He pissed off to Everton with his money, with their owner, what's this guy's name? I've forgotten their owner. Is it some Rashad guy? And then now they're doing big things at Everton, and you could see Ancelotti has looked at Everton and he's gone right signings, implementing his style, going about his business. So I won't be surprised if they come up close to the top four or Europa. And bro, let me just touch on the Ozil thing. Now the Ozil thing, okay. I feel like the Ozil thing. Let me start with Ozil now. Now, I remember when we gave Ozil that contract, right? At the time, him and Sanchez were doing their thing. But if you were going to bet, if you were a money man and they were like, you should bet, Sanchez, at the time, you'd bet him. But this was another problem of the past regime that's affecting us. Wenger, that fucking Wenger and guys. They just, do you understand?
Gazzidis,
they were the two people that started this problem in the beginning. Now, you're giving him that control. In any walk of life, bro, in any walk of life, your boss says you're going to be getting X amount of money higher than what you're getting before. What does your employer expect in you? Expect a raise in your performance, bro. It doesn't matter.
100%.
They expect a raise in your performance. And Ozil declined. Do you understand?
Wait. Declined?
Since when we gave him that contract, he's not lived up to the contract. Personally, I'm going on Ozil here, right?
Okay, because the way you said declined, I thought you meant Ozil actually...
No, declined, like in decline in form. Declined and everything.
Oh,
do you understand? Declined. He declined. Got so, bro, after that, you know... You come out and you're taking shots at your man. You're saying, and now let me tell you this as well. You play football, bro. If you come out and you're tweeting things like, I don't pick the team, the manager does, bro. You're taking shots at your manager, and in any walk of life, bro, you're gonna get it back. Do you get the China thing happened? I don't support the club with the China thing, but because they have. And partnerships.
What happened with China? Sorry, for people that are listening, I don't know what
right,
happened.
The China thing was, you know how Muslims were being treated in China? We spoke about it. Right?
Okay.
Club didn't back him because, you know, business and everything, they have affiliations in China. They lost sponsorships because of what he said. And he had to be sanctioned in a way. So they try.
So Ozil spoke up against what was going on in China?
Which was the right thing to do. I don't support the club, but like I said, this Ozil thing is both the club and suits Ozil because Mesut Ozil has not been performing. People are saying he will definitely unlock the door, bro. Before the last 10 games before the lockdown, when Arteta used him, he played well in some of the games.
Exactly,
but he was still poor. And you know now how football has evolved. For those of you listening. Position has been refined into a more power pace. You can turn on your half on your half body. You need to be quick. You need to be to generous and shots from the boss and from the box assists is demanding.
So it's very demanding.
It's kind of changed in that sense, and I have the feeling that and bro, it's clear that Arteta wants a number 10 that. Is quick, someone that's more mobile, someone that can press to the front. That's what teams use now.
But to be honest, I don't think our answer.
I know, but that's what you need. Someone that's not as, bro. Ozil is too. He can do the pressing thing. You know, people are playing. That's what the game is. It's more about high intensity and running. Jigger, you need that high intensity and high jigger in the game. That's just how football has evolved. Do you understand? But from Arteta's view, you knew you were going to freeze him out. You didn't bring in anybody. You left it like that. You brought Willian, who was washed off, gave him a 3-year contract. Bro, if Willian is playing this bad now, Willian is, in fact, let's not even go into that. Because if he's playing this bad now, I can imagine the next 3 years.
Fam. Did you hear their conversation about that contract?
Bro, we know that some brown, them Raul and them man there, they've shed some brown envelopes, bro, because something is not right in the thing. Yeah, I mean,
bro,
William and Edu have the same history. They're both managed by Kiatta. Those that don't know, okay. William Edu, they have the same agent, Kiatta. He also brought in Cedric, if you guys don't know as well. He brought in Cedric as well. And they've been doing the agent team with the club, innit?
So there's one guy basically I get
the and picture. Even that's why picture. Raul was sacked, because apparently the Cronkies got to know that the Pepe deal he collected one or two.
Wow. Any deal with African players is always shady, man, for sure. Especially when it's 71 million.
Come I know, but bro, we've like on, nah. in transfer, you always hear it. Like, bro, I also heard from some guy on Twitter that another reason why Owa's move didn't happen this summer was because Arsenal didn't want to pay Owa's brother a certain amount of money for agent fee. So, football these days. He's all jigger, a small piece, but when I look at it in the grand scheme of things, bro, if that was our chance to get our, if we don't get him in the summer, Madrid will be back for him, Juventus will be back for him, they would have money in the summer, 100%.
I mean, it depends on
he's been having a bookie season, to be fair, because I've seen some of their games. He's not been playing well. So it's Shobozla is the one doing the business now.
Wow.
One's on Shobozla's case, but it's cheap. And I feel like January, let's do it. And you have that same impact Bruno gave you guys. Yeah, it's 24 million. In 24 million euros. In pounds, that's 21 million euros. 21 million pounds, sorry. It's the same impact.
Wow.
It's the same impact that Bruno gave you.
Oh, I mean, for Arsenal, though. For Arsenal, though, fam, I think you guys actually.
Nah, bro, that's the position we need,
generally.
That's what we need now.
But that's why I say bigger fish to fry is because I feel the club will use the Ozil situation to say they are all worked out.
Nah, I don't think you ever play again, bro.
Focus on someone else. I mean, to be fair, that's
bro, he will never play again, bro.
Because obviously, man, that's not bad. But Hopefully, we all hope that the club, obviously in all its glory, does what it's supposed to do.
Bro, I don't even want Ozil back because he's not going to change the thing, bro. I've watched.
Ozil's not coming back. I'm saying they want to sell.
Of course, but he's not going anywhere because guess what? Deals. I also heard that him not playing, the club is also saving money because you have player performance fees. There's goal bonuses. He's also missing out on some money. So, if they told Ozil before when transfer that it's either you leave now because you're not going to play any bit. He also has ambition issues because he wants to sit there and take it. He doesn't mind. It's true. You have to look at it because you knew you were not going to be involved, Jigger.
Sure.
But you said that, and you just sit on there. Yeah. So, bro, why should the club allow him to leave and go and play for another place when they can make him sit on his ass and not play? And
bro, how much they coming?
Fuck me up, I fuck you up.
Fam, the whole world club spent 250 on a guy doing nothing. That would never bode well. I don't know how they want to dress it up. But like this month, people will just accept it now. Okay, no problem. But then the US right here, the MLS starts in January. So obviously, maybe like February or March. And already there are rumors about Ozil coming over to the States, even since last year. So probably they'll revisit that and let the guy go, man. Because even from a PR perspective, it's not doing well.
Bro,
for the Premier League
doesn't even
want
to. He didn't want to. Bro, I was an Ozil supporter, right? But I was fooled into thinking Ozil's ambitions were that much. Bro, Ozil would have not made any difference in the team. Bro, this guy, for how many seasons now, he hasn't pulled his weight. But even that, he didn't want to go. He was fine to sit. How many times would we have match and Ozil would say he can't play?
Bro, My man is playing Fortnite. Is that a joke? Nah. Are you?
Bro,
nah,
both of
bro,
the...
Nah. Also was behind player now. I'm told his ass off. On God. When I start talking, nah. We have match day. Man's playing Fortnite. And then we lose. And you're out here trying to sponsor Gunnosaurus.
And let me even tell you, that's another reason why he's not going to ever going to play again. Because for you to do that, you're trying to say you're going to shit on the club's face, isn't it? And you understand? So, bro, he's not playing again. He's done out here. And I'm even sick of him.
No, I knew he was not going to.
He's done up. He's done up, fam. I don't even want to talk about Mesut Ozil because he's one of the reasons why we're in this state. Do you understand? And I'm actually sick because I would have loved it if the club actually paid him off beginning of, because there's this distraction. Like, why does Arteta have to always talk about him? Bro, it's annoying.
I think you have so to be fair, you guys couldn't have signed a number 10 for some time. Because at the end of the day, when you look around, you'll be like, come on, Ozil is still at the club, man. He can come good. So signing a number 10, I'll probably now cost like 60, 70 million.
Bro, I'm not going to back this board. For sure. I'm not going to back this board. Most Arsenal, most people, if you really know your team, you know that the problem, we know where the problem is, is with the board. Right, bro? It's with the board. Because you've brought in this guy in. He showed you what you can do significantly. You haven't backed him. You haven't taken away the problems that have been in the squad. Go and pay Mesut Ozil off. Tell Arteta that, bro, let him go. At least you don't have to deal with the season. But every performance we have where we don't create, people bring him up. When we win, we don't bring him up. So the club has not helped Arteta in any way as well. Let's get that in. I mean,
when you realize that your owner owns like how many franchises,
he's just milking the thing, isn't it?
That's for sure. Bro, it's the same thing with United. The Buccaneers, who play in the NFL, I mean AFC right here in the US, they're owned by the Glazers, and they just bought the biggest American football player in the world. They literally transferred Tom Brady over to their own club just to try
because
and beat their own club.
It's so United, the American owners use the American owners use the football teams as a money making scheme. Arsenal is just one of Kroenke's small businesses that he has around, and he doesn't even look after Arsenal. It's Josh that looks at Arsenal. I mean, so the problem is until that changes, bro, from the top, it's fucked. But I think I will take the pressure now.
Yeah, for real. For real, because it's all pointing to him. Why do we think all this stuff are coming out just at the same damn time? Like, what? Some fights between... I mean, do you remember the Nketiah and Ceballos fight? Next thing, Ceballos and Luis again. And do you know something? I've actually not even seen what happened with the Pepe incident. But was it just ridiculous? How was that
minute,
tackle?
I remember watching... I've watched it again. You know, bro, if anyone has ever played football, you know at times this thing they say just get in his face, innit? Just get in his face, get tied to him. Do you understand? That's all the Alessi guy was doing to Pepe. He fell for it, bro. This guy, he got to him, and then in the next incident, he just goes and headbutts him, and he loses it. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, but obviously, the way Alioski went down, he went down like, bro, they broke my man's nose, bro. He wasn't even that deep, but obviously, you know, he's going to play on it.
One of them ones.
He's going to play on it, 100%. And if I'm banned for today, I'm asking myself why I haven't scored 4. It's true.
Wow. Really?
It's true because...
He's a joke, man. Because I have him... FPL, man.
Rodrigo was doing bits.
Man like Rodrigo, come on.
So, bro, there's hella problems when I look at it.
No, for
sure.
To be honest, I think you touched on every single thing you possibly can. To be honest, like holistically looking at the club, I think you touched on everything you could. Now, let's try and focus on this game that just happened now. Like you said, what's the next game now?
Rapid Vienna, after today,
for Arsenal. Rapid. Are you sure?
It's I know we have a Europa first? Game than Wolves.
Yeah, I think it's more. Let me confirm. I think it's Moda first and then Rapid. I mean, they're both Europa.
No. It's not back to back. It's one then Wolves. You have one, then we have Wolves, then we have them.
Yep, Moda, Wolves, right. Then Rapid. Exactly. So Moda, last time you guys gave them your 4-1, man, away. I'm giving Arsenal highest, maybe 2-1. Arsenal could do that. And then you come on for Wolves at the end of the month. That could be crazy. That one right there, that Wolves one, to be fair, could. I won't say, I mean, nah, they can't.
No, bro, I don't think anyone, I don't think sacking is even, I just feel like he's just, people are just taking a closer look at what he's doing now because they're not going, teams are going to go through bad patches, isn't it? But I feel like over 38 games, I feel like it will come good, but obviously it's just taking some time. But he changed the thing up today. That's one thing I'll credit him. He changed it up today. Jigga, he saw that after the Villa game, he saw he needed to change it, and he actually changed it. But my man cannot control Pepe fucking doing that. I mean, he cannot control Bellerin not being able to defend like that. Jigga, how many times do we have to say Bellerin can't defend 1-on-1? I even know man from Caps that will twist him up.
Don't do that, bro. Please. But days. Yeah, Bellerin can't be that bad.
No Keezy, bro. I'm serious, bro.
Anytime I see Bellerin, what comes to mind is his attacking prowess. Obviously, I don't really see him going with someone on that one-on-one madness thing. But let me see. Okay, someone I remember really giving Bellerin a hard time when you guys played Liverpool. Yeah, Mane shredded him. Can we agree on that? Do you remember that game? Liverpool, Arsenal, Mane had Bellerin on toast. There was a couple skills Mane did that was like, yo, Mane.
I mean, overall, when I look at it, he's had, I think, five or six assists this season. So he's actually not done bad, but
all
competitions,
you
obviously.
All competitions.
No, obviously all competitions. Nothing,
bro. My man doing farm. I'm still looking for my man. Wait, what? Bellerin, come on. Nah, you can't tell me Bellerin has nothing in Premier League.
No, I mean all competitions. Again. You should have like 4 or 5. But bro, it's not that. If you look at the Liverpool and Man City, he single-handedly cost us the game. If you look at Leicester, Xhaka, Cengiz Under, I don't know if you know Cengiz Under. Cengiz Under just
come on, bro.
Cengiz Under just breezes past Xhaka and puts the ball cross into Vardy, and Vardy scores. So Bellerin, Xhaka, Laka against Leicester, the same old people, bro. I mean,
to be fair, Under's chance came from.
I know, but bro, the way Under skipped past, it was Xhaka, I'm sure. Whoever he skipped past, I'm sure it was Xhaka.
Yeah, I think Bellerin cannot be anywhere close to where Under was. If Bellerin was, then we are talking of a whole different issue now. Like, Bellerin couldn't have been where Under was from where Under actually crossed the ball to Vardy. Come on. Like, probably
Bellerin. No, I'm blaming Xhaka for that one. Vardy. I'm blaming Xhaka for
that's what
one.
We should be looking at. Okay, exactly. Okay, yeah, we could do that. Dang. Now, that's serious. That's serious still. As in, fam, if you start to look at Arsenal holistically, you will just not end. That is facts. Bro, let's get back to this game now and be more precise. Give us the starting
lineup. So he went with To be fair, like before this game, everyone was crying for Obadan the middle, but he went with Obadan down the middle. You know, today,
okay.
Right back, Holding and Gabriel was his two centre back. Luis missed out due to his he just gave birth, and then no. He just gave his wife to give birth, and then Tierney returned back to left back, which was actually what I wanted because he was giving us that. He actually done very well today. He was the only person on that field today that could actually, you know, could actually say that he actually, he, exactly, bro. And then he went with, obviously, Partey missed out injury on any COVID. So Xhaka and Ceballos came in. Yeah. I think Ceballos was good today in patches. But that's what you get with Ceballos, in patches. In patches.
Daniel, so Xhaka, Ceballos. My boy.
He had Willock. I think Willock deserved the start, but he was a bit. He didn't seize that. Bro,
what do you think about Willock
is the only midfielder that is different to what we have in the sense that he's the one that makes that what we call third man runs into the box.
He's always active
in the box, and he can give us what he can give us goals. So I was actually happy with Willock starting. So that was his midfield, and then he had Willian on the left. Willian shouldn't have played, in my opinion. Like you have to discipline him for that. If that was Ozil or Guendouzi, they would be shipped out of England, you know. So he had Willian on the left. He had Oba in the middle. I had Pepe on the right. So I think tactically, he actually matched them up, if you understand what I mean. Because I'm sure he had this 2 weeks and he probably looked at it and was like, I need to change it, isn't it? So on that note, I feel like he done well. But when Willian came off, you brought in Reece Nelson. Reece Nelson had, I like him in it. But today, all the set pieces, every dead ball situation, he couldn't beat the first man. And I'm like, come on. Do you understand? Come on. Like, someone in the. Bro.
I will need a Reece Nelson.
Bro, there was one time where we had a set piece and everyone went up. And it was towards the end. Just
okay.
You know, towards the end when you just need to put a good delivery in. Because anything can happen.
Come on. Like,
and then
you don't do
he that didn't beat the first man, and Oba was fuming. And I'm just thinking, in those kind of teams, he's a young player. He's come on. The first two set dead ball situations, he's not really beat the first. Yeah, he's saying, I'll take this one. Let me take it off you. Let me try as well. Do you understand? But no.
Where are the leaders? Where they are? To be fair, I mean, who else takes you guys these dead balls?
No, William,
was Willian on the pitch at that time?
Willian came on. It's usually Pepe, but he got the red card already. He got the red card already.
Wow.
And up until he got the red card, he was actually playing well. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's true.
That's crazy. So if you were to look at your team now and give us a total player ratings from
let me start with the Leno. He had a couple of saves to make. I think he was actually him and Tierney were actually my men of the match, so I'll give Leno an eight. I'll give Bellerin a six.
Eight.
Because he shredded those the ball for Saka. Saka's 1-on-1. It was Bellerin that actually bust down and then he played the final pass and then he went to Saka. But he was getting dealt with defensively as usual. So I'll give him a six. Gabriel today was kind of off, but I'll give Gabriel a six as well. Quite average, to be fair. One of his poor games, in my opinion. And not too poor, but
Gabriel
by his own standard. Like there was some clearance. I felt like there were some clearances in the game where he cleared it by mistake. He just cleared it and he's he's gone to mid Bamford and he's just not striking well. That's why we've not conceded. I mean, but Gabriel is someone that he just needs that right person, and then you know you flow. The thing is, the guy is 30. Like I rate him.
That right partner,
he's our best
right?
defender. So holding was quite good today. Holding, I think it was okay. So I'll give him 6, and then Tierney would actually be the person I'll give an 8 because I felt like even when we're one man down, and then at the end when you just see what he did, like he felt. Yeah, but when he wasn't coming up from
Shaka,
the feeling that he's losing that, just trying that game to win. I mean, so and that's the kind of mentality you need in the team. I mean,
yep, very important.
Your usual Xhaka performance, bro. Sloppy, giving sloppy passes away as usual. What do you expect from Xhaka? I mean, he's a waste man, so I'll give my man a 5. Ceballos was actually good today, so I'll give Ceballos a 7. And then Willock, I think he did not seize his opportunity today, but obviously the red card didn't really help the game. So I'll give Willock a 5.
Yeah.
And then Willian, flattered to this as usual. Very poor. I don't.
Fam, are you trying to tell me that?
Bro, it's not like I'm done with William, but bro, William is washed up and he's not helping. He's making Arteta look stupid every week by playing him. And it's up to William. It's up to William.
Nah.
Bro, coach, William can play better than that. You don't win as many as what William has won if you're
Wow.
But he has to. He has to start performing, Wilson, because he's going to be in some serious trouble, and he's putting Arteta under serious trouble. Wow. And when your manager backs you, bro, if you don't back the team back,
bro, I said your boy. Okay, yeah, I was trying to say it since when you were talking about, but I just had to allow you to talk. Willian came out and said that the aspirations of winning Champions League, you know, was part of the reason why I came to Arsenal. Come on now. Are you taking us for dickheads? What's that now? What's that about?
I know, but bro,
I don't know if you heard of me.
Most
of that was their conversation.
Blame I give to the board, you guys, because they're the ones that still went ahead.
Wow.
Even it was almost considered to be a child.
Bro, that
yeah, because,
was not flinching.
Roman is not stupid. They're not stupid. I mean, Marina is not stupid. Marina is one of the toughest negotiators in football. So she's not stupid as well.
On God.
So you want that amount of money, and they could only give him. I think they wanted to give him a year. We wanted to give him 3 years. So in a club where they consider him to be a legend, they're not even willing to take that chance.
Bro,
no. He was the last kind of Hazard.
I feel
like,
you. I get
that
point.
Generation
get
of
point,
players,
bro.
Isn't it? I mean, so, bro, that's the board decision. And then Pepe has to get 0. He's the ham roll of the week, fam. I mean, bro, he has.
Ham roll of the week. If he has brought that.
Bro,
he has to get it, bro.
Trust me, I also have that one for the week.
That, bro.
Zero, bro. What are you thinking? He's cost the team today. He's cost the whole. He's cost us that game. Yeah.
Nah, I have to go check. Oh, damn, what is a movie?
Bro,
match,
yeah, man,
you
that's the player ratings, man.
Wow. Wow, Ife, my God. Fam, almost an hour, and this is the second beat. Bro, you'll be the first guy
Come
to
on,
speak
man.
About football for over an hour. Say less, man. No problem.
Come
fam
on,
is freaking Arsenal, so I totally understand. Fam. Nah. Ife, do you watch every Arsenal game?
I watch every game, bro. Every game.
Fam. You know what? To be honest, the way Arsenal is, on guard, you definitely need a place to keep venting. On guard. So, fam, every single time you watch a game, do you want to promise the Sailors family that you'll be back to let these guys
come on,
know
man.
what's going on? We do our best, bro.
We did it. Don't worry.
Come on. Come on. Because, fam, this is not meaty analysis. You see me? Like, my bro that I had for United, his name is Omar. He is definitely on a... I know you... I mean, on a personal note, I know what's going on the side that you've got focus on and whatnot. So, definitely, we understand. But on a day where you manage to find and you watch the game, you know, you just need a place to vent off, okay, how this game has been. Bosh, Sailors, we got you on that, bro. You just come and just let us know how the hell you're feeling, bro. Because, fam, and like I said, this is not an impulsive opinion. We're not on some trips and DT vibes. You can tell that we're here speaking about Arsenal for almost an hour. If we add the first part, it's definitely going up to an hour, Lord knows, 20, 30 minutes. Crazy.
Yeah, bro.
And I just appreciate you, bro, for actually detecting it the way you did. Crazy. Nah, it's crazy. And I actually love it because, fam, we've got to just talk about these guys, man. Because when you look at the media and the way some guys actually talk about some clubs, like I said, I have never looked at Arteta through the lens you brought in today.
Hence, bro, when you look at what in his defense, he's had the most limited resources out of the top six, in my opinion, to work with. Do you understand? And he's done.
Yes, and he has done the most
because if Oli has a lot of quality players, you can tell that Oli is just he did a better manager. You can tell. Yeah, you can tell. Bro, I kind of echo you because, bro,
man said
vibes.
Just vibes.
And wallahi. Just vibes are wallahi. I'm wallahi.
Man said vibes. God don't mess me. Nah. You're right, legit.
Bro, these are the small matters we're dealing with, but damn. I feel like the games have been tied this season, and if you actually look at it, it's been bad, but it's not been. We can't do that bad because we've played almost how many big teams already, and bro, it's 38 games. It's 38 games, but at the same time, we don't need results to be going left every week. You know what I mean?
For real.
I back him though.
I mean, turn it around, bro.
That's my thing. I back him as far as
you really.
I don't back the board because.
Story of our lives.
Without board in charge, I don't know if he'll be able to do what he needs to do.
That's crazy. That's another way to look at it. Still, I mean, you can entrust all your beliefs into Arteta, but if it's Kroenke that's still his boss, Arteta can want all he wants. If Kroenke said there's no money, there's no money. We are going to have to use what we have. That's crazy. Bro, Ife, I know you probably still want to even speak more on this, but just for the benefit of the boys listening to this, bro, you're going to keep boys on this thing for a long
time now,
trying to figure out the solutions for Arsenal. And I promise the solutions for Arsenal are not canal. These things are more spiritual. My God. Because, fam, what? Nah, I don't think we've. I've not had a discussion about Arsenal like this for this long. I mean, I like a proper civil discussion about Arsenal for this long, never. But it's crazy to see the problems that this club are actually harboring with them. I mean, Ozil, Arteta, the signings, contracts, fighting on training ground.
I feel for Arteta. A new job, inexperienced, big job, and you're having to deal with all of that. That's the truth. You shouldn't be having to deal with that.
I mean, that's what
comes. I know, bro. I know, but bro,
it's a big job. Like this.
I know, but
the club, it was going to be tough.
The club, in as much as Arteta doesn't want Ozil, I don't think he's not right. I don't think he would have personally said that. I don't even want to have this guy on the bench. Jigger. So he's played. With knows all his ability. He's stupid. So it's exactly obvious that it's definitely from they the board that one because they've not even, at least Emery had the chance to bring him off the bench. Even Wenger brought him off because to show you how bad Ozil is as well. This is the third manager dropping him. You get he's clearly not doing something.
Exactly.
Do you understand? He's clearly not doing something. 100%. So, but the board have enforced this on Arteta, and they've not given him a replacement. That's my problem. Because you would have had at least the option. Wow. 60th minute is not going. Because you just come on and just play that killer pass. I'm sure he would have loved that. You know what I mean?
Like, for real. That's
come from high up, in my opinion.
Yeah, makes sense. Make total sense, for sure. Wow. Wow. Arsenal. I cannot even summarize Arsenal, my days. I mean, guys, Arsenal fans, if you... As far as listening to this, you know this. I think you know this story just a little bit too well. I mean, you've heard this probably countless amount of times, and we are still in the same. We seem to still be in the same problems we were in before Arteta, and that's just because it's the same board that is there. I mean, hopefully, like if it has said now, obviously he'll keep backing Arteta. Let's see how things go, to be honest. If Kroenke still stays up there, just like Edouard Ward is still at United, I highly doubt we would all notice.
I know, but I also want to, like, his biggest credit this ground. Season is his defense. Yeah. Like, the way he's improved that defense is massive. Well, that's another credit in the bank. So I feel if he can do that, give him that. And of course, don't forget, it's still transitional phase. You know, if it's also 32 prime Barcelona. So in as much as he's not doing it now, he's still trying to figure out one or two things. And you need to understand that as well. I mean,
totally agree. Damn, bro. That's crazy. Arsenal is one hell of a bag of problems. My days. Wow. And because I know the amount of man them that love this club, fam. Like the boys that cherish this club. And look at these boys, basically piss poor. Having owners that probably just look at all these supporters as like basically numbers and commodities and whatnot. The cult following that this club has. In comparison to the way it's being dealt with, oh my days. I see Arsenal is actually such a sad story. Because as much as United fans want to talk about how we love United and whatnot, you can tell that it's just a bunch of still like sports children and whatnot. But Arsenal, you might have not been sports, but this is just pure passion from time.
But bro, I back him to turn it around though, this season. I seriously back him. Over 38 games, what we have done, what I've seen with him, I feel like I still back him. And at times, it's good to back your manager because I remember when they slapped Racing Husenberg 9-0. It was 8-0. Southampton manager, and last week they stuck with him. Oh, they didn't sack him. They stuck with him. And last week they were top of the Premier League. So time also helps. And we all know football is pressure business, isn't it? But I'm giving him time for now because he actually changed it up today. So he's not as stubborn as people think. He actually changed the thing up today.
And I'll definitely.
He changed the team up.
Bro, if it.
Bro, it's been a pleasure, fam. I even need to sleep.
Try and stop you now. You keep God. On God, you keep on going to tomorrow.
I even need to sleep. I was going to ask you to wrap up.
Bro, nah, this Arsenal fan, nah. You just allowed them, man. What? Nah.
But yeah, man, thanks for having me, man.
This is crazy. Come on, bro. Like you said, your next game is Molda. Okay, I mean, Molda, to be fair, hopefully you don't have to talk for over an hour, to be fair. I mean, you should be straightforward. It's an away game, though. I mean, that's not...
Bro, I just feel like he needs to run now.
Predictions.
So,
Molda.
Just go and beat Molda and have confidence going into that Wolves game. I'm sure Pate will be back.
So you take one...
Yeah, we're definitely beating Molda. Come on, because we've won all the in the Europa. The reason why I said that was because in the Europa record has been very good this year. So I don't think they will trouble us.
My player
for Europa
so far, I'll say Joe Willock.
Saka is such a bad boy. Yeah, he came on today and he was just alive. Anything that boy touches is gold, fam. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's the only one doing something. I trust
Saka, to be fair. Look at it.
He's just showing up this experienced player we have.
That boy, man.
Showing them up.
For real. No, Saka, that one, different gravy for sure.
Bro,
like, no, Saka.
I'm waiting for Martinelli to come.
Uh-huh.
You give him another thing on the left. Come on.
Bam, I was really talking about this, bro, today. When we're talking about football and them young players and the link-ups they had with... Fam,
when he comes back, I just hope he comes back, man. Good, bro. Because I know what injuries do. I hope he just comes back good, because he's ready training now. So
injured?
Nah.
I didn't even know he was injured, man. Wow. So how about Ceballos?
He's calm, but he just needs to.
Look at
Hertha Berlin.
Bios. Guendouzi, where is he?
No, loan.
On the
and he's playing well now. So hopefully, if they don't squash their thing, then he should come back as well. Because.
Master squash.
He's playing well now. Like, we Hertha Berlin.
It was getting too much. Yep, then he's gay, no stress.
Yeah, bro.
All right, bro, come on now. Thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much. Definitely,
yeah,
I know we're going to have
thanks, bro.
So much more. Definitely, bro. Man, it's been a minute, but yeah, it's been brilliant, man. Momsi actually mentioned one or two,
so
I knew that I had to do one or two.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro, no worries. You
stay
have
safe, bro.
Guys, this has been it, man. Bro, if you guys want to call at you and speak to you concerning us,
bro, just check my social media. Follow me on Insta, ifeegbra_. Yeah, that's the thing for now, bro.
All right, guys.
Yes.
It's just the Insta thing. All right. With time, if people finally give
close
somebody a number,
bro.
Come
nice
on. Thanks for coming on, bro. Have a lovely guys. This has been Celeste, man, and fam. I can't tell you guys how important this conversation was.
Bro,
have a lovely day, bro. Guys, take care.